Sarah.
Hello, Zachary.
And hello to everyone listening.
Hello.
I'm your main host, as Sarah just said, Zachary, and she's the other main host, Sarah. Hosts, yes. Co-hosts, however you want to say it. Mm-hmm. And this is Chillcast. Mm-hmm. Not the Chillcast, just Chillcast. I keep saying that. Every Sunday. And today, Sarah, there's sirens outside.
There's a lot of sirens outside.
This might be the last episode of the Chillcast.
Yeah.
Chillcast.
They're getting us.
And today, Sarah, I have a question for you.
Oh, boy. What's your question?
Did we land on the moon? But more importantly, do you believe in any conspiracy theories? Because that's the most one of the most popular, is that we didn't land on the moon.
Oh, boy. Well, I think that we landed on the moon.
All right, and that's the end of our...
All right,
thank you, guys.
It.
Thanks for listening. It was a shorter one.
Yeah, it was a mini episode.
It says we do episodes up to 35 minutes.
Yeah.
No guarantee. So you believe we landed on the moon? I do, too.
Yes.
That's a pretty obvious one, I think.
Yes, I do.
And for those listening who believe we did land on the moon, sorry, but I think there's enough evidence at this point. Well, why would we lie about that? That's the thing with that conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very expensive
and
elaborate thing to just be like, no.
I get that, like, at the time we were in a space war with the Russians and it was kind of like, you know, who could get to the moon and who could do this and all that. But I feel like, yeah, like you said, it's probably, weirdly enough, it's probably easier at the time to just go to the moon.
Yeah.
Than to, like...
CG technology was not at its
you're joking, but, like, there wasn't any of that, really.
Right.
Like, how would you have done any... Like, you would have had to have built a really amazing set. You would have had... Well, the argument is, like...
J.J. Abrams was not alive then,
no.
I don't believe.
But part of the theory, not J.J. Abrams, was that Stanley Kubrick...
Yes.
He was the director of the fake moon landing,
mm-hmm.
and that he hid clues in his movies.
Yeah, I think people have too much time on their hands.
Well, that could suck. Okay, don't say that, because then that ruins all the other things we're about to talk about, because that kind of ruins a lot of conspiracy theories, is that you could just sort of hand wave. People have too much time on their hands. That's fair.
I mean, I think, honestly, one that I think is...
Possible. I was going to ask you, what's a possible one? We should be very clear before we go any further here. If we say something's a possible, like, I think it's possible that Sasquatch exists. It's possible. Do I really believe that? No, but I think it's possible. So we're not crazy.
Right.
I'm not. Well, you're not. I might be.
Well, yeah. I mean, this kind of ties in... to an episode we had a while ago.
Aliens?
It does. I think that Men in Black might be a thing.
But, well, when you say that, because the movie exists, I've seen that.
Okay, I don't mean the movie. I mean, like, there's actually...
But you don't think they're the aliens? Because that's part of the theory, is that they're, like, weird clone aliens.
Yeah, I don't
aliens.
Think they themselves no. are aliens, but I think that maybe there is some cover-up happening. Because... The government's really good at it.
That's the thing, though. People say the government's really good at it, but can you think of a secret that the government was able to hold for very long? They're not actually pretty good. In fact, the government's pretty terrible at most things, people would say.
Well, yeah.
That's where a lot of conspiracy theories fall apart for me, is, let's pick a random one here, JFK assassination.
Mm-hmm.
Many people believe, I think it's like, what, 42% of Americans believe something else happened that day or some crazy thing like that.
Oh.
That might not be right. But I thought it was a very large amount of people. First off, where do you stand on that? Do you think it was just Lee Harvey Oswald got the gun, shot him, that's it?
I mean, yeah. That's what our history books taught us, so I'm going to
go
with that.
I play a lot of Assassin's Creed, and they tell us that sometimes what your history books...
I had
books...
high marks in all of my classes because I was a nerd.
Damn it.
Yeah, no, I did it
you
for
beat
you.
Me to it.
I did it for you. So...
But let's look at JFK for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Think of how many people
mm-hmm.
have to, first off, follow the plan, never talk about the plan, never make a mistake with any of this, and never, like, leave anything around about it. Like, potentially, hundreds of people have to be involved at this level. It just seems, it's almost crazier, the amount of things that have to happen
for it to happen. But I feel like then you get into things like, I'm going to mess this up, like Roswell.
Right. Well, but Roswell, we've got information now that's come out from them. I think we mentioned this in the Aliens episode, that it's pretty well confirmed that it was like a super secret balloon project that they were doing. And we have that information now.
Right. But still, now we have that information.
At the time, a farmer walking out, seeing this mannequin all charred up with weird metal around, he's like, aliens!
Well, and I don't, okay, I guess what I meant was Area 51. That's is government run, which...
Well, yeah, it is, yeah.
It is. What's in there? How have we kept that secret for so long?
Well, flip side of that is everyone in the world knows about it. So is it really much of a secret?
We still don't know what's in it.
That's true. But people argue like it's a very secretive place. It's maybe one of the most talked about military bases in the world. Yeah. I don't know if I can name another military base outside of Fort Knox.
Fort Leavenworth.
That's true. We're pretty good at naming military bases. That's our new podcast, Naming Military Bases. We just spent 20 minutes naming military. But I'll tell you what's in Area 51, probably. It's probably not aliens. It's probably just really secretive shit they don't want us to know about. Or have you ever heard, here's a conspiracy theory on top of a conspiracy theory. Do the Inception noise. Sarah's tired.
Hey, yeah, I'm yawning a lot. Sorry, guys.
There's a conspiracy theory that Area 51 is just a fucking smokescreen fake thing. That the people that work there are actors or just low-level government employees, and that they put all this money and energy and manpower and resources into this base being super secretive, so everyone's focused on it so that they can have a base in the middle of Idaho that has no security because nobody cares. It's like everyone's focused on this thing. Basically, you distract them with this really amazing secretive base, and nobody's paying attention to this like shitty little Fort Bassabil or whatever.
Shack in the Woods.
Yeah, and nobody cares because it's all Area 51. I think conspiracy theories, to me, the ones that are most believable are like some of the more historical. Like, there's the conspiracy theory. You watch a lot of true crime stuff.
I do.
There's a lot of conspiracy theories that start popping up in some of those of like, oh, the police, you know, lied about it and they covered it up. Mm-hmm. See, those I believe in because that's pretty simple.
Yeah, if you want to go down a really good rabbit hole of that baloney.
Yeah, cover up
the JonBenet Ramsey case is just littered with conspiracy theories. It's pretty crazy. Some people think that
Katy Perry. Okay, maybe that one isn't as believable, but
it's pretty wild though.
But it is true because like you think about okay, the entire U.S. government or a very large portion of the U.S. government working together with an assassin to kill JFK, that's pretty far-fetched. But a few officers taking a folder and throwing it away.
Oh, shit, they probably do that in their spare time.
Right, so I'm saying, so like, to me, the conspiracies that I think are the most plausible are usually the most basic ones. The most, like, what was that? We watched it recently. It was about the kids that disappeared and the family that looked for them for decades and could never find them. And then like they tried to get the police involved. I forgot what it was called. We watched a BuzzFeed Unsolved on it.
I'm not sure.
That one has a conspiracy theory that the police were dirty, basically.
Yeah.
The ultimate conspiracy theory is probably the moon landing.
Yeah, that's the one that people hear.
Yes, but the one that's maybe taking over more, and to me is like the most fucked up one, is the 9/11 truthers.
Oh, gosh.
That shit. That's where conspiracy theories, for the most part, conspiracy theories are usually just weird or fun. Like, we didn't really land on the moon. It was all a movie.
Yeah.
That one is like legitimately upsetting and fucked up. Like all these people.
Some conspiracy theories are kind of fun. Like the one that I was actually going to bring up is At the beginning of this year, there's been like a bunch of Mothman sightings again, which is wild to me. The fact that people in Chicago are like, oh yeah, he lives in our skies. Like, I'm sorry, what did you say?
He lives in the sky.
Well, I mean, I'm serious. If you look up recent Mothman sightings, there's a bunch of articles that are like, Chicago residency, Mothman. I'm like, oh, what? What is happening in Chicago?
I think there's also the conspiracy. Is it Chicago where the airport, or no, it's Denver. The Denver airport is supposedly like, you could look this up. It's like,
oh, isn't it like a gateway
to hell, like, that was built? Like, I want to know who started that one.
Well, there's a cemetery in Stoll, Kansas that apparently is a gateway to hell.
Yeah. But are they like disguising it as something? Because that's the whole, Denver airport is this giant conspiracy that like, they're hiding it underneath the Denver airport, which, hey, that's a good place to hide, because I didn't think that's not, if you asked me to put on the map the gateway to hell that the government has or whatever, it wouldn't be.
So do you believe that the Bermuda Triangle exists? Speaking of kind of travel things?
No. I think the Bermuda Triangle is,
I think people just get lost.
Well, I think the Bermuda Triangle is a situation where you have this very large section of the globe. Mm-hmm. That you have this very large section of the ocean that is huge. It's huge. The Bermuda Triangle is huge. A lot of people think it's like, oh, it's like a couple football fields or a couple islands. It's
massive.
It's giant. Mm-hmm. You have this huge section of the ocean in an area where lots of boats and planes fly around or near. Mm-hmm. I can guarantee you, I could probably draw any shape in any part of the oceans that has a lot of traffic. And if we look through history, I bet we could find a lot of plane accidents and missing, like, I think that's just more or less, like, a few weird ones happened and enough story started that, you know.
Yeah.
But who created the Bermuda Triangle? Who set the rules on it?
I have no idea.
I want to meet the guy that was, like, he's listening to all these stories. He's like, okay, I think it's a triangle. Yep. And I think it starts here, okay?
But Ted, I thought you said it was a rhombus.
Yeah, there's some guys like, it's a fucking square. No, it's a triangle. I think it's a pentagon. Fuck off. The Hawaiian pentagon.
No.
Where did you hear about conspiracy theories? Did you go on the internet and look up stuff? Did you have a weird friend in high school or elementary school or something that was like, hey, let me tell you about this weird dude that shows up in everyone's dream, because that's a conspiracy theory that exists?
I mean, first off, I was the weird friend.
So you were the weird friend.
Well,
were you looking this stuff up? Did you like, I remember growing up, I liked to read about this stuff online and watch, you know, unsolved mysteries and that.
Yeah,
kind of.
That, I think that's where it really it is, because like, my mom like raised me watching true crime, and sometimes after a true crime show, there would be like an unsolved mystery show.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then, like,
what's his name? Robert Stack.
Yeah,
he's got that voice.
And I think it kind of started there. Was I would hear about those things, and then I mean, a lot of it kind of like popped up in like pop culture, like.
Yeah.
You know, Bigfoot was part of pop culture.
Moon landing is now a thing that, like, yeah. If you see a comedy or a cartoon that has the moon landing in it.
Yeah, someone's bound to make a joke. There's a joke like yeah. And the moon landing's not real. Like,
yeah, I think Family Guy had a joke about that where he's like, he's like at a back lot or something and sees an astronaut. He's like, hey, I just saw you land on the moon. Wait a minute. And like,
yeah.
It's become like so. But to me, it's interesting. How do you think people who believe in the moon landing feel? Or who believe the moon landing is fake? How do you think they feel like seeing all these jokes about it and stuff? Do you think they look at that and go, I'm an idiot? Or do you think they go, man, if only these people knew. If only they realized what I figured out.
I mean, they're probably sitting there like watching Family Guy and be like,
you think they get mad about that?
They're probably like, see, I knew it. Like,
that's true. Man. That's
they
exactly
probably
what
get really angry and they're like, ah, see, I was right.
The moon landing is probably the biggest.
Yeah.
And there's no, I don't think there's a lot of harm in it. It's dumb to think
it's just a dumb one. The most harmful is the one 9/11. Is the 9/11.
Or like the 9/11 and like the Sandy Hook. Any of those where it's like this terrible thing happened, but actually it was a white or black flag government operation, but real kids and men and women died.
Yeah, people died.
And to like try and, because September 11th has weird theories where they like the plane that hit the Pentagon didn't actually hit the Pentagon. It was a missile. And that plane was landed in an airfield and those people were taken into custody.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And when you think about that, think about how many people have to be involved in that. And none of them have to say anything. And now think about how quickly, a little political, but think how quickly, like, sometimes Trump's speeches get leaked out, or sometimes, like, think of how many leaks exist within the government, even in previous administrations and, yeah, and other parts of the military and stuff. You're telling me hundreds and hundreds of people were taken off a plane, put into a storage facility or whatever, sent to a...
No.
There's no way that doesn't, that happens with nobody slipping up about it.
No.
No, I, yeah. And some people will say, well, the only reason we have this theory is because somebody talked. But I think it's more like what you said. People have too much time on their hands.
Yeah, people just have too much time on their hands. I'm sorry, but they do.
Well, and some of it's like, there's like that, I'm going to get it wrong. I can't think of the word right now. There's like the reason is because a lot of people want to give meaning to random events. If I come up to you and I say the president of the United States was killed by a dude with a gun, it's kind of like fucked up that that could happen. But if I say, hey, he was killed because this group of mafia members wanted to take him out so they could get this Cuban deal made, then it's like, oh, okay, this is not a random thing. It can't. But when it's a random thing, when it's just something that could happen at any point. Now, that doesn't explain the moon landing. I don't really know what the people there are.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Let's boil it down. What is the point of the moon landing conspiracy? Like, what are you trying to accomplish by... prove that we didn't land there? Is that really all it is?
I mean, there's nothing to gain.
Yeah.
There's nothing to gain, and there's also nothing to lose.
That's another thing of conspiracy. Yeah, like, they're not putting themselves out on a limb.
No. Because
if you disprove something, they have two options. They can go, well, okay, but here's six other things. Or they go, well, you're working for them. Which is always my favorite. Chemtrails. You ever heard about this?
Yes.
Now, chemtrails are real. We're going to talk about
that. Oh, boy.
Chemtrails. Anytime pilots or people who are in aviation talk about how chemtrails aren't poisonous, whatever, every single video that's like that article, you have people in the comments that go, well, they're paid. They're part of the system.
Yeah. Everyone's part of the system.
Yeah. It's impossible to defeat a conspiracy theory because if you do bring up evidence against it, you're just,
well you're
obviously
paid off.
Obviously. Like vaccines. Anytime a doctor comes and goes, actually, you know, vaccines are really great and here's all this evidence. We have decades, a century now of evidence or more. There's always people who go, well, you're part of it. You're part of it. Like, you're profiting off of it. So it makes it impossible to, like, fight a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of a conspiracy theory that's actually been defeated. Like, that nobody believes in. There's always people that hold on hope. Those Pearl Harbor conspiracy theories still are. You want to talk about fucked up conspiracy theories about the Holocaust?
Yeah, I've heard about those.
That it never happened.
There was recently like someone who was running for senator.
Yeah, I saw that.
That old guy that was just like, oh, yeah, no, it never happened. Like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, like those are dangerous conspiracy theories.
Those are just wrong.
Those aren't fun. Like the moon landing, as for all the shit I give them, If you believe the moon landing didn't happen, you're not a danger to the world or anything. You're not causing any harm.
No.
You're just kind of silly.
Yeah, you just...
You might get punched. Did you ever see that video of Neil Armstrong? He landed on the... You know, who landed on the moon stuff?
Yes.
Was he the first guy to walk on the moon, or was there someone before him that jumped out of the car? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Anyways... He's old now, but he was walking to some event and some buddy in a shirt that was like the moon landing's fake jumped out at him and yelled at him, and he fucking just tagged him in the face and knocked
good for him.
Knocked him out.
Good for him.
I probably would too. Like, motherfucker, no. Yeah. I went to the moon.
After all the training and the, you know, not just physical stress, but emotional stress that that person went through, like, don't mess with them. Don't.
I was saving this for us to get a little later into the podcast here, because this might have a lot to say about.
Oh, boy.
There's one big conspiracy theory that encompasses lots of little theories and lots of other bullshit. I don't know how much you've read into it or heard of it. It's the people who believe still that the earth is flat. Sarah is shaking her head and rolling her eyes. And
I have nothing to say to those people except, like,
would you believe that if I explained some of their things to you, you actually would be even more flabbergasted?
I mean, I've read some of the baloney that they believe.
What they, like, they believe, for people here who don't know, is not that all the earth is flat, but that it's like a giant disc.
Yeah.
With a giant ice wall around it.
Yes.
That is what contains the water and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then above it, above this giant disc or around it, however you want to say, is a giant dome. So kind of like a snow globe.
Yeah.
And this dome is made out of like crystal glass. I don't remember what the material is. And this is what stars are on. This is what this is space. This is how we see. The sun doesn't go around like it does. Like, or we don't go around the sun like we do.
Mm-hmm.
The sun is instead within this dome. And actually just goes in a circle.
It just... it's exhausting. I'm already tired tonight. Like,
how do you
exhausting.
How do you deal with that?
I mean, I don't. You know, the minute that someone opens their mouth and talks about that, I'm just like, have a great day.
I was about to say, like if you were dating... Away. Let's say you were dating someone. It was going really well and stuff.
I'm going to tell you right
now. A few
now.
Months into it and they went...
By the way, I'm a flat earther.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, well, this has been fun. Bye.
Instantly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair.
I'm sorry. I don't deal with crazy. I don't.
There's so much evidence. Both. Evidence.
My favorite is that, like, when people say that and then the counter to that, that you know, may be controversial, but normal people say is, how do you explain sunrise and sunset? Like, how do you explain that then?
And their explanation usually is, well, okay. I know what I'm about to say is going to sound like I'm making this up.
Mm.
But there are a lot of people who believe that the sun goes up and goes down the same for everyone on the globe.
No.
And there are videos you can find on YouTube of people like, I'm in Alberta, Canada, and my friend's in India, and we both see the sun and stuff like that. And they believe this. They really do believe this. Not only that, let me add another little wrinkle to this conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
So some of you might be listening going, well, if there's this giant ice wall, how about we just go to it? Somebody must have gone to it, right?
Yeah.
No. No, no. You see, the UN, if you start it with that, immediately you know something's bad. The UN is using their military and their resources to monitor 24/7 the ice wall so that any ship that gets close to them gets destroyed or sent back.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I know what you're thinking, Sarah. Yeah. You are a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking, well, we have photos of the Earth. Round. Not only that, we have photos of the curvature of the Earth. You can go on a really tall building, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What shape are those lenses, Sarah?
They're curved.
Mm. You know why? Conspiracy theories. These flat earthers will tell you that camera manufacturers are part of this, and they are building their cameras to be curved. Phones, all cameras have a curve built in so that you can't take a photo of a flat horizon of Earth. It will always be curved.
No. No.
It's kind of insane, like, to think
they are insane.
But
if you're a flat earther and you're listening to this, sorry.
Sorry. Not really,
but,
though.
I mean, come on now.
It does leave you a little like, yeah, you're right. It's tiring. It's like. Because you're having to, like, it's like teaching somebody something that you, everyone already knows.
Yeah, I mean, what, when you, so are you trying to tell me that when you studied, you know, basic geography in school, like, who, did your mom and dad, like, did you go home that night and was like, hey, I'm going to build this globe, and your mom and dad was like, fuck, no, you're not. Like, how?
There's a fun globe, one of the fun globe conspiracy they have. If you look on all globes, it says, for educational purposes only.
Yeah.
The reason is because it's not really a map, because it's a lie. That's theory. That's a conspiracy theory. The cake is a lie,
too, but, you know, we're not going to go down that route.
It is tiring, because it's like if someone came up to you and was like, hey, I don't know how to walk anymore. And they weren't in an accident, or they just literally just said, I forgot how to walk. And having to teach this person, who you know yesterday could walk totally fine, and there's no medical or physical or mental reason. It's just they decided, I don't know how to walk anymore. And having to show this person this basic thing that you know that at one point in their life, they could walk. You mm-hmm. saw them walk yesterday. It's the same with these flat earthers. Like you said, they went to school. They know. At some point in their life, they believed in the globe, that they were lived on a globe. And it's like, you fucking, what is going on?
So do they think that, like, balls, like, what is a basketball to them? Are they like, no, oh, they, no.
They believe that's a, they're not that scared. I don't know if they're flat earthers are that serious. Oh, okay. They're not like, I can see them coming to a gym, they see a basketball. That's not a real basketball.
It's not a real basketball. My basketball should look like a hockey puck, except bloated.
No, it should also be noted that most flat earthers are very Christian. I don't know how much you want to go into that, but that's what I'll point out there. Yeah.
They'll believe anything.
Do you know what worries me the most about flat earthers?
No, what?
And really any conspiracy theory.
That one might go into government politics?
One has probably already had somewhere around the world. Sorry, across the plane of the world. You know what worries me most about flat earthers, Holocaust deniers, truthers, is they probably, some of these people have kids.
Yeah, that's the bullshit that they're teaching them. Hopefully through homeschooling, and they're not.
I feel bad for that kid when he goes to school. And he's like,
he meets friends. He goes on a date.
She goes to school geography. It's like, she's like, okay, here's the globe. And he's like,
wrong. Teach.
Wrong.
How does that happen?
Where's your dome? Dad told me there's a crystal dome.
Oh, God. Where's the ice wall? I need to see the ice wall.
All right, Jon Snow. There's our Game of Thrones reference. I gotta stay hip and trendy for the kids.
That's ending soon, so we don't have to.
Oh, great. Cool.
I think. Oh, no, they're making a prequel, I think.
Prequels always work well. The Star Wars prequels are great.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's his name? Stopped making books. So they were like, I don't know.
Who, Jesus? Who stopped making books?
No, what is it? Romero? Is that the writer?
J.R. Romero.
Is that the writer of the Game of Thrones?
Everybody loves J.R. Romero.
Monopoly of the Chairs.
George R. R. Martin.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. No, he doesn't write. He has no pages. That's a whole other thing.
I did think that would be a great title. Instead of Game of Thrones, it would just be like Game of Chairs.
Getting back to conspiracy theories for a moment here.
I'm sorry. I'm really tired.
She's very tired.
Yeah, I mean, I think conspiracy theories are they're fun to
some of them
to read about.
Some of them are
and
fun
to ponder, but when it comes like back down to reality, they're exhausting, and the people that go so heavy into
what do you think appeals to these people about them?
They want to be different.
You think it's I think for the flat earthers, I think if you listen to them, there's a sense of like anti-intellectualism. There's your big little fun word. But the idea of like, I am a person on this flat plane.
Yeah.
I'm a person on this flat plane, and look, here's this experiment. Because they do experiments. Most of them are flawed. But they do these experiments that prove themselves. And to them, they go, well, I did this experiment. It's true. Here's my results. The Earth's flat. Fuck you. Fuck all you guys. I have proof. That one of their big things is, I see it and I feel it. So I don't believe a textbook or a video. If I see and believe it, then I believe. So that's why they, like NASA, all those photos are fake. I don't know what attracts people to conspiracy theories.
The mystery of it.
The mystery. It's, yeah, the idea of like the world is more than just what we think
it is. It's the mystery of it. I mean.
It's the same thing with aliens and Bigfoot and all these things. Mm-hmm. Like, if none of this exists, then the world might seem kind of boring.
Yeah, I mean, so people want something to hold on to, no matter how...
A story.
You know, extreme some of it may be. People like to hold on to things.
And we can't deny some of it's probably fueled by, like, hatred.
Oh, absolutely.
Like the Holocaust denying, a lot of that's probably fueled by people who are just shitty.
Yeah.
Towards Jewish people and towards... Holocaust survivors. I can't imagine being a Holocaust survivor and like running into somebody who doesn't believe in the Holocaust. I think I might like just kill that person.
I definitely at least give him a good hearty slap.
Good buzz or good Neil Armstrong Buzz Aldrin punch to the face.
I mean, I probably would, definitely.
Yeah. I think it was Buzz Aldrin that punched the guy, now that I think about it.
Good job.
Or was it? Here's my conspiracy theory.
Oh, boy. I have a conspiracy theory. It's that cats actually love us a lot.
I don't believe it.
I'm playing footsie with Rory right now.
For those who are interested in conspiracy theories, I will say one of my favorite things, one of my favorite ways to learn more about it stuff, the Mythbusters did some great episodes, kind of doing episodes about conspiracy theories and these types of things and debunking most of them. And
yeah,
the moon, their moon episode is fantastic.
I think they did a flat earth one too.
I think they might have.
I don't know if it was oh boy, I just forgot their names.
Jamie and Adam.
Yeah, I think it was the three.
Oh, Tori.
Yeah, I think
Grant, Tori Belashi, Grant Amahara, and Carrie Byron.
Yeah, I think those three were the ones that
I watched a lot of Mythbusters.
I can see that.
Adam Savage, Jamie Hyneman.
I just remembered him as the walrus in the in the hat, because it was so
the walrus in the hat is my least favorite Beatles song. Conspiracy theories, most of them are false.
You know, they're fun to listen to. I listen to a few podcasts that go into conspiracy theories. They're fun to listen to. It's
but don't
when
get
you
wrapped
take
up in
them seriously. Yeah. That it tends to get a little
it's when it becomes awkward. You. When it becomes your life.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun to go, oh, the moon landing wasn't real. And, oh, maybe JFK was shot by a cop and on this grassy knoll. Funny. But if you're like, oh, traveling to Dallas for the sixth time this month to go visit the shooting location to take more photos and post on my four blogs and have
I'm going to need you to calm down.
For a lot of reasons, you need to calm down. You don't need four blogs.
Yeah.
I have a lot of websites, and even I don't need those websites. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Conspiracy theories are fun.
Just don't get obsessed
just
with them.
Just don't.
And don't believe the bullshit, evil ones.
Yeah, make sure that you can determine for yourselves.
Yeah. It's okay to be curious about things and question things.
Oh, yeah.
You should always question things.
I'm an extremely curious person. I listen to a lot of true crime shows. I listen to a lot of podcasts that deal with conspiracy theories and such. But I'm also one of those people that can snap back to reality and be like, well, that was a fun trip.
Snap back to reality?
Yeah.
Oh, there goes Rabbit again.
Yep.
He's so mad, buddy.
All right, Eminem. Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. I think we both are in agreement.
Look at what? Get it? It was a wrap?
Boy.
Oh, boy.
I think we're both in agreement. Conspiracy theories, some of them are fun, but yeah, just don't be an asshole about it and don't let it consume you. And be curious and ask questions, but also it's so easy to ask questions. I think it's harder for some people to accept answers.
Yeah,
because sometimes answers aren't what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there. Hey, I've been there.
Yep.
You know. You go, hey, we have pizza. I'm like, we don't have any pizza left. I'm like, and then I get very upset.
He gets over it, though. And then he orders more.
That was Chillcast. The Chillcast, Chillcast, whatever. I don't care. I fucking whatever. Every Sunday.
Yes.
We are now on iTunes.
Woo! Ow!
So if you've been thinking, oh man, I love listening to this podcast, but I hate listening to it on insert thing that you listen to, we're on iTunes now.
We are on iTunes.
Thank you for talking to me, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you, Zach.
Everyone, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.